I learned a new word today. Belfies?
Belfies.
The hell is that?
But Tim, we went through all this where I remember I gave you all the new dating terms, all the new like terms millennials are using that you need to know because you're sort of on the cusp of millennial, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a photograph somebody's taken of their own butt, basically.
I've never heard of this.
Really?
No. How do you take a selfie of your butt?
It's not that hard. I mean, you could do it in a mirror. You could, you know, use a selfie stick and just turn
around. People do this?
Yeah, that's why they're called belfies.
I don't know why. I don't know what the word belfie means. What does that mean to do with butt?
It's a butt selfie. A belfie.
A buffy. A buff.
That's what.
Butt-fee.
That's what you would think. No, it's a belt. They call it a belfie.
It's called a belfie. I've never seen one of these.
It's a selfie of your butt, so it's a belfie. That's why. Listen, once selfie became a word, I try to get the wolfie going.
What's that?
A wolfie?
Yeah.
It's a picture of you and your dog, because you know.
A woofie.
A woofie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd that work out for you?
It didn't work. No one calls it a woofie except for me.
64% of people on dating.com would rather see a belfie than a selfie.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Let me tell you something. A girl's butt is there's butt guys out there. They want to know what a girl looks like and they judge her by her butt. Does she have a little teeny tiny butt? A lot of guys like a little more, you know, a little more butt.
64% would rather see your butt than your face.
That's right.
We're doomed. All of us are doomed. Do guys send belfies?
No, I don't want to see it. Well, I want to see a guy's butt. I do, because that's just my thing. But, no, I mean, straight guys? I don't think straight guys take belfies. I think at least the gay men I know do.
Okay. This is something new to me. When I saw this, I was like, the hell is this? 36% of people said they've never taken one. Thank God we can still go on as a society because I was worried.
I'm trying to think if I have.
More women, 59%, send belfies than men.
Listen, we're at the gym working really hard on that butt, so we want to show it off.
75% believe belfies improve their self-esteem. So if you have a good butt. So do you put your butt through Photoshop to make it look better?
Some women do.
I mean, you would have to bring yours up like a foot.
Oh, I would never take a belfie at this point. I'd break the camera. I couldn't take a belfie now.
I just want to see somebody trying to do. Why?
Okay, you stand in front of a friggin' mirror. It's not that hard. You stand in front of a mirror and you take the picture. Or you do it with a selfie stick. It's not that hard to take a picture of your own butt.
14% reported feelings of anxiety that they took it wrong.
People felt anxious that they took the wrong, like, that their belfie didn't come out okay?
Yeah.
Well, that's weird.
77% credit a belfie to an improved romantic connection online.
I could see that.
So why do you even put your photo in dating.com? Just put your ass. Just that. It is idiocracy.
Yeah. Oh, right. I forgot about that.
It's an hour and a half of ass.
Oh, my God. I totally forgot about that. Right. So there's so one of our favorite movies, in case you don't know, is called Idiocracy. And there's a scene in it. Everyone is so stupid in the future that there's a movie where it's just
a butt.
Someone's butt. It's just a butt.
If you haven't seen Idiocracy, you should look it up right now.
It's required watching to understand a lot of what you and I talk about. We have a lot of references to this movie.
We really love this movie. And I can't tell you how many times I've seen it.
We've been talking about it for 10 years.
It's only been out for 9.
And the number one movie in the country was called Ass.
Yep.
And that's all it was. For 90 minutes. It won 8 Oscars that year.
Worth there.
It won 8 Oscars. Just a butt. Just someone's pimply ugly butt.
Yeah, we're there.
We're there. Yeah, if selfies are the reason, if taking a selfie of your butt is what's attracting attention on social media, on dating sites, like if someone's going to date you because of a picture of your butt, yeah, we're there.
We're screwed. I mean, there's there's no getting around this.
Yeah.
Well, at least I learned a new word today. The football coach of Alabama has a viral video that just went out, and it's pretty amazing. And he's talking about, I know you hate football, and you know nothing about...
I was
going to
ask you what sport. Okay, this is Alabama's football team?
Football team. So he's up there doing a TED Talk for the students.
Okay.
And I think it's pretty insightful. This is what's making the rounds today on Twitter.
Oh, good. I can't wait to see. Every once in a while, you get me hip to some sports, and I walk around feeling like I know sports ball.
Well, he's talking about his life and his wife and how they met. And when they first met, she was dating somebody else. And we'll never get there, because you see that little clock thing?
Yeah, why is it buffering?
I wonder how many times, the amount of time I've sat and watched that just go around and around and around.
But in 2021, why would anything be buffering anymore? Like, why do you have equipment that's still buffering in 2021?
I don't get it. The fastest internet you can buy. You can't buy faster internet. I have 1,000 mega whatever the hell.
Okay.
And it does this. And I'm paying trillions of dollars a week for this internet. and it does this. And they and I say, can you go faster? And they say no. Okay, so why can't you go faster? I want to see a freaking video on Twitter. That's all I want. Mm-hmm. Can you give me that? No. Screw you. Go away. But I pay $1 trillion a week. Screw you.
But it's not like you're downloading a document from the moon. I mean, you're literally just
playing a video from YouTube.
Right.
I'm not downloading it. I'm not downloading the video. I just want it to play. That's all I want. Stupid thing. Just sit there and spins and spins. Hold on. Now I got to find it again, because I got to go back and find the link to it. Son of a bitch. This guy is... This speech is not that good.
I was going to say, this speech better be so good that by the time we get to the end of this, we better all be in tears. I want some life-changing advice.
No, it's good, but now it could be great, and now it's going to suck because I had to wait, and now it's playing, and the minute I share it over here, it's going to not play. Watch. Thank God.
For Nick Saban and all the guys I went to high school with and all the people, the family, you know, came to it. It was a big deal, and it was wonderful. It really was. But when I was a kid growing up, my dad owned a service station, and we lived in the country, and my wife, who was... I tried to date from the time I was in the seventh grade. She would never, ever date me. Never, ever go.
What is that like, to date?
Yeah, but he was in the seventh grade, so why is she going to date him? He's a child.
But what is that like, to like somebody? That's like me married to Lori Clayton. How could I be married to Lori Clayton? I liked her when I was seven.
Right.
Can you imagine that's the only girl I have known since seven?
But he doesn't clarify that she was also in the seventh grade. He makes it sound like he's a seventh grader and he's in love with this woman who, for some reason, will not date a seventh grader.
No, she's in seventh grade, too.
She had this guy named Mickey Schaefer that she was always boyfriend with. She was from the city. She went to East Fairmont. She was the queen bee, the drum majorette and all that stuff. And, you know, I mean, I just could not get a date. And here I am, the country bumpkin out here, pumping gas every day. And it's, in those days, it's full service now. I mean, it's not like today. Somebody comes in, pumps your own gas, you collect the money. I mean, you had to clean the windows, check the oil, change tires, mufflers, grease cars. I mean, I was filthy, dirty, black.
He was 7 years old. He's changing oil.
Fingernails all the time.
Seventh grade, not seven.
Oh, well, seventh grade, he's changing oil. See, that's what that generation was like, damn it. They were working in seventh grade. You come home, you don't play in your video games, you go change a tire.
Could never get a date.
It's called child labor. It's illegal.
But in 1956, it was you wanted to.
Finally, when I got in high school, we were pretty good. We were just a class.
See, he was doing it in junior high. His dad put him to work. Damn it, kid, get out there and work.
Double A school. She went to a big triple A school, and we always played him and we beat him like a drum. But she finally noticed me. She finally noticed me. And I finally got a date. And she had dated this Mickey Schaefer guy for like 6 years. So when we go back for this reunion, lo and behold, Mickey Schaefer owns a service station. And Terry and I have been married for 42 years, so however many that was, minus five. So I said, I am not going to miss the opportunity to do a drive-by.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make sure she kind of knows how she picked. So we drive by Mickey Schaefer service station, and I said, see there, honey? There's your boy, Mickey Schaefer. I said, if you'd have married him, that's where you'd be now. She said, bullshit, if I'd have married him, he'd be the head coach at Alabama now. So,
yep. I would have beat him until he was the head coach.
That's exactly.
Of Alabama. You don't think you got here by yourself. It was me. 42 right. years of your crap.
Yeah.
That's what got us here.
Yes. She definitely worked very hard on his career and helped him get where he was, but she really didn't seem to care much about his Bill Cosby sweater.
Nobody
not so
told
much
him.
With the fashion, no, but yeah.
You're a coach of Alabama. That's what you're supposed to wear.
Right, I guess so.
If you think of the coach of Alabama, that's what you think he's going to wear on right. his day off.
Of course.
So,
of course.
So that's his fancy sweater.
that's his I'm talking to the kids sweater. Yeah.
Right, that's his red carpet sweater. That's the one that he wears.